Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
Hour number three, Ben and Woods, on a Tuesday morning after the happy holiday weekend, or
Ben,
not so happy
really,
holiday weekend.
You're really skirting the line here, buddy. Really skirting the line. Jim just emailed, said, I agree to a point. Here's my post yesterday. Happy Memorial Day, grandpas and all who gave. We love you. So I do wish my grandpas a happy Memorial Day, wherever they may be, in hopes they are happy, since during their short lives, wasn't very many days to be.
You know what Memorial Day is definitely not about?
What?
It's not about fighting over the right way to celebrate Memorial Day.
I feel like it kind of is.
I don't think it really is.
I feel like it is.
We have people who like to say, okay, the difference between Armed Forces Day and Veterans Day and Memorial Day.
Yes,
there is a difference, and I understand that. But it's always good to, you know, honor and respect people who served, whether they gave their life
always.
In that service or not. We can always thank those people at any time. It doesn't have to be a holiday to do that. You can do that 365 days a year. And it really doesn't do anybody any good to fight about the semantics of the whole thing.
Well, even dead Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix is dead. And his Twitter yesterday said, remembering those who gave their all, Memorial Day. Jimi Hendrix is dead, and he knows. You're alive, and you're out there screaming Happy Memorial Day in a American flag thong, lighting off sparklers in your backyard, drinking Coors Lights, grilling carne asada.
That might be more 4th of July appropriate.
Feels it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't think it's ever bad to wish someone a happy day of any sort.
You're right, except for Memorial Day.
It's just the one day, and 9/11 now. You can't...
Yes. Hey, happy 9/11, everybody. It doesn't work. It's offensive. I'm offended. I'm not even a vet. I'm not a veteran. I never lost a relative in a war, as far as I know. But I don't know. It just always bugged me.
One thing we can all agree that we don't like, I think, is when you have to make those, write out the big check for a big purchase.
Oh, yeah.
And now
I'm going to be doing
like
one today.
You're going to have to do that. You've lost functionality. What letter are you losing?
I lost I.
Well,
I've lost the 8.
It'll be less about yourself now without the I.
Yeah, that's true. That is
There's
true.
There's no I in team.
There is no I in team.
You still type team. You just can't type I anymore.
God. I walked in this morning, and I was setting up the computer. I have my little coffee cup here, and it's got the little drink hole,
tiny little hole.
Nice. And I just gimped it and coffee all over my laptop. Now, my laptop is one of the very first MacBooks, I think, that ever came out. It's an old one. So it was time anyway. I'm missing a key here, as you can see. But now I've started to lose functionality as I try to respond to tweets. And, cool. Just hand me a bill for $900. My wife is going to murder me.
I wrote a check out this weekend as well. The money well spent to B&B Appliance for the new washer and dryer that were put in. They just did an amazing job of getting that in. We got the absolute biggest one we could possibly fit in our laundry room.
Yeah.
There is a centimeter. I mean, we have a centimeter of space.
They slide a piece of paper in.
They may have laser measured this thing to get us the perfect washer and dryer to fit.
Oh, that's such a good feeling.
Shelly is so happy because now she can do like twice as much in one load. She doesn't have to do 40 loads of laundry.
Yeah.
Now. Just cut that in half. So really well done by B&B Appliance, although I did have to write a bit of a check. You know,
it happens.
It does happen in life.
Yeah,
cannot avoid it, and it always tends to be at the time that, like, you had it set aside for something else,
yep.
And they're like, oh, well, there goes that weekend vacation. Now we've got a washer and dryer. But
speaking of writing a check, our beloved Paul Reindel, as you guys know, is getting married this weekend. Paulie, you guys, do you want gifts or do you want money?
You know, whatever. We're not.
Whatever.
You say you want gifts. You actually.
We have
want
a registry
money.
Available, and some people have gotten us gifts. Other people have gotten us gift cards off the registry, and other people have just sent us cash. So, I would say to anybody, a couple people I work with, maybe, I don't know. Whatever's more convenient for you, it will
it's
be.
It's not about us.
Greatly
it's about
accepted.
Just to have the balls to tell us what you want.
The most convenient thing would be to
give you nothing. Yeah. To just wish you a happy wedding day and move on. That's actually.
Do you say happy wedding day or do you
happy
just
wedding
say,
day?
No,
wedding
no,
day.
You remember.
Actually, now that's one you should not say happy wedding day, to be honest with you. I'm just joking. My wife's already going to murder me after I go spend $1,000 on a laptop, which I don't have.
Don't worry, Paul. We'll get you something. I haven't got him anything yet.
Paul, do you want money?
Sure. That would be great.
Okay. Good. Because I don't, you know, buying stuff off a registry just feels impersonal. Cash, however, feels very personal.
Yeah, I was going to say, that Seinfeld told me that's the most throwaway, just give up gift ever is cash.
It's the best gift. Have you ever gotten, like, man, I really wanted that Nutribullet so we could make shakes. No, you want cash money so you can go blow it and have fun. That's what I'm going to give you. Don't give me cash.
Well, the thing is, you'll never remember in 5 years who gave you which gifts.
Right.
At your wedding. You're getting too many at the same time.
It's a nightmare.
It's like, oh, well, we got these different pieces of silverware. I don't know which one came from who. And so does it really matter in a wedding registry? What
yeah,
you're getting the person.
You don't think of your cousin Todd every time you sit down and have salad in the salad bowls. Oh, man,
no.
Todd really came through with these. He knocked these out of the park. God, thank God for Todd is what I said.
He didn't even pick him. You picked him. You did the registry. You are the one who picked him.
That's the deal. I'm giving you cash. I've been watching a lot of Sopranos, so there's a decent chance, Paul, that I hand you an envelope on Saturday because I will be officiating your wedding from a socially distant perspective. And there's a good chance I hand you the envelope like they do in The Sopranos at weddings. Just give them give an envelope, and they tuck it in their little pocket there.
Along with a box that fell off a truck.
Yeah,
somewhere.
100% big computer. They walk in. It's the best. They walk in to weddings with, like, these big computers with not wrapped or anything. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get. But I do think an envelope of cash is best, Paulie. That's what I'm going to do for you.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Corona content time. I had no input in today's Corona content.
None at all.
I usually do. I asked Paul this morning, do we need anything? He goes, no, I got it. All right, so this is a Paul Reindel-centric Corona content.
All right, segment. We will start off with Journey, the band, of course. Don't Stop Believin'. They did a at-home quarantine edition. They all got together, and I always find that interesting. Four, five, six guys in different rooms in different parts of the world.
It's fascinating.
Playing different instruments.
It?
You're always like, we've played a lot of good ones. We've also played a lot of bad ones. Every time I see that, especially from a band or a song that I recognize,
yeah.
All right, I got to hear this.
You're like, there's no way they can pull this off being six separate places.
Just small town girl.
Damn, dude.
Living in a lonely world.
Yeah.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
just a city boy, born as a son of Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Bro, that little guy they found from the Philippines or whatever, he murders it. He murders it. It sounds so good. Let's say it. I'll say it like this. He sounds way better than Steve Perry sounds right now. Right? Like, he sounds like Journey in 1978.
Might be better. Which is going to be the real nightmare if you're the rock star who had to get replaced for whatever reason.
Yeah, they,
you know, untimely death.
Creative differences.
Whatever. And the guy they replace you with
is better.
He's actually better.
He sings your songs. He sings them better than you did. And he definitely sings them better than you could now. I've heard Steve Perry. I think we played some Steve Perry on our show in the last couple of years. That dude sounds amazing. I don't understand how he
can. Yeah, but, I mean, you know, obviously he's older now. Even in Steve Perry.
Well, yeah.
But even in
but
his
so
prime,
is this guy.
Even in his prime, I don't know that he could have matched the replacement. It sounds quite good.
It sounds very, very good. What's a great piece of Corona content, Paulie?
Thank you. We also had Grace Potter. We've played her several times in Corona content. Every Monday, she goes live for like an hour or two and just plays a ton of content. So this was a song from yesterday's live stream, Grace Potter. Finally, save the best for last. Woodsy's favorite. What's your favorite band, Woods?
There's so many. Depends on the day. Right, really well, does.
Here's one of them. 21 Pilots was on with Jimmy Fallon.
God. How dare you? This is new 21 Pilots?
Yep. This is another one of those quarantine, all in different room type things.
I ever heard.
Because you haven't played it 50 times.
Yeah,
you always make fun of them, but there's, I don't know. Sounds good to me.
It was because I hadn't played them so very, very much. Every 18 minutes, it felt like. It's not bad. I mean, I'm not going to listen to it, but that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Jimmy Fallon is all of a sudden trending for the wrong reasons.
So I saw he was trending, and then I saw people like, Jimmy Fallon's canceled. I'm like, what? What happened?
No, what did Jimmy do?
What did he do?
Well, nothing recently. And this is actually something that came up a few years ago. But apparently on a Saturday Night Live sketch like 20 years ago, he was in blackface.
Oh.
I mean, this wasn't like at some like secret comedy show. This was actually like a scripted Saturday Night Live episode where he was doing like a Chris Rock impersonation.
Right.
And they put some makeup on him to make him look more like Chris Rock as he was impersonating him.
Right.
It wasn't like last week. That
they
this
pulled
just
this
happened.
Out from 20 years
they
ago?
They pulled it out. Well, they pulled it out a few years ago. This is like the second time it's come
They're
out
They're trying
again.
To cancel Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon is pretty vanilla when it comes
yeah.
to, you know, its content for the most part. I mean, he's the like, tame love the late night comedians, I would say, of the three.
Well, they had Kimmel too. He did it on The Man Show years ago. He dressed as the Karl Malone. And so they tried to get him too. I mean, it was a long, long time ago for both. I mean, I would understand if they did it now.
Yeah, I think we've all decided now that it's just
don't do it. It's like saying Happy Memorial Day.
If it's a movie script and it like requires a makeup special effects team to put together, like some guy gets transformed from a white man to a black man.
Robert Downey Jr. did it in Tropic Thunder,
right?
And he full on went into the role and he like played a black soldier, and he had in the. His character in the movie was, his bit was, he was so committed to his roles that he actually turned his skin brown and became like a black man. And they knew that it was kind of like a, they knew that was his character. He was playing a character. But yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, holy cow, I said a lot of awful things 20 years ago. A lot of awful things.
Right.
That I would never say now.
Yeah.
I probably said Happy Memorial Day.
I'm pretty sure.
20 years ago.
I mean, I don't know him personally, but. Guessing Jimmy Fallon wouldn't go down that road now, even if they asked him to do it on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, like, no.
Not
yeah.
going to do that, because we all know better at this point.
That's it.
Maybe you should have known better 20 years ago. I don't know. But it does seem like a weird one that all of a sudden is being talked about.
That is very strange. Yeah, I had seen him trending, and I wasn't sure for what reason. So, oh, look at this, Ben. Breaking news. A long-awaited Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour, which would have reunited the band with its former keyboardist and singer Michael McDonald has been rescheduled for 2021.
So you something will, to look forward to
so
in
you will
2021.
Get to see them.
Fantastic.
The Doobies.
I would go see the Doobie Brothers.
Probably sleep through half of it.
Maybe.
But you'd be awake for the first half.
But I definitely enjoy some of it before I fell asleep.
Exactly.
I have this thing where I fall asleep during concerts.
He also has this thing where he hates live music, which is the weirdest thing in the world to me ever.
Still seems, it's hard to picture being at a concert with tons of people right
it
now.
It so is. I was supposed to go to one on Thursday, and I just can't do it. It's not happening anymore, so I'm not allowed, but I don't even think I could if I would. Nobody sings like that.
That's what makes him great.
No.
He's got his own unique style.
Something.
That's Corona content for a Monday. Or Tuesday, actually.
It's Tuesday.
Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, which is nice. Makes you. I like that, the whole vibe where you have the short week coming
yes.
off the holidays.
Yes. So nice.
You don't have quite as long to get through the following week.
So
it's a
nice.
A little bonus treat.
Yep.
After the happy holiday you just had. Don't Do This is coming up next, Woods.
Yeah, I can't believe we missed this one. It's from about a week or so ago. Dabo Sweeney got TikTok, and it's as awful. It's as awful as you can imagine. It's like your dad getting TikTok, and I have that audio.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods right now. Let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Dan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.